Today's daf is Sanhedrin Nun Gimel, and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah. We got up to yesterday on Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah is now going to start discussing the fourth and final application of a Mises based in Chenek. Says the Mishnah Mitzvahs Hanechenokin, how do the Mitzvah of Chenek? Hayamashakin Oso Bezevel Ad Arkivosav. So the person stands in manure up to his knees. V'noisein sudar kosh l'toch harako. They put a rough scarf and then on the inside of around his neck, and then outside of that is a softer scarf to kind of cover up the gruesome details that would happen. V'chorich al tzavar. They wrap it around his neck. Zem moshechetzlo, zem moshechetzlo. And each one of the one like the round, they aid him pull towards each side. Ad shenaf shel yotes, until the person's neshama leaves him. So says the Gemara now, Ton Rabbona Ish Prat Lakotan. We're going to get three mutim. So when you have the word Ish, that says that a kot would not be Chayiv. Asher Yinaf Es Ashes Ish Prat Laishes Kotan. So the Pasuk Ashes Ish tells me that the would exclude the wife of a kotan. Ashes Re'ehu, the Prat Laishes Acherim. So that comes to exclude a non-Jewish woman if he had with her. So the Rishonim already are bothered by a lot on this line. First of all, the Rishonim are bothered by what was the Havavina? What would you think that a katan would be held accountable for his actions? A katan is not the bar onshin. So why do I need a special pasuk to come along and tell me that the katan is excluded? So based upon this, there's a parallel sugya in Kiddushin on Yud Tes. Setosus over there, in the second Tos on that daf, it says, Ish prat lekotin, va'afagav dekotin lav bar onshin hu, mikomakam itztrich kro, lema'ute. Why do I have to have the mead? Desalk daita chamina shehe neherag, kevin sheha ishin hereg yisal yodo. Since the woman is going to get killed as a result of this maisa, so the havmin would have been that the katan would have done it as well. Taz was here in an erichin as well. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes these. You see that it's similar also to the idea of a shor haniskal, that the shor didn't do anything wrong, it's going to get killed. So then anyone who's involved in that maisa, then they're going to get punished. So according to Tosfos, that's what the miyad is over here. The ish prat lekatan comes to tell me that no, you do not apply that svara, and the katan does not get punished. Other Rishonim discuss that Rashba has, I think, like this, the hana, that normally, if an avera is done, they're not accountable, except there's two exceptions. There's a hana involved in it, and the two actions that are usually designated where they is hana is food, right? A person eats something, they got a hana from that, if it's not kosher, or a maisa tashmish, that there's a hana involved. So here you would have thought, since the katan had a hana in that action, so too he should be chayav for that. I'm thinking also, you have like the concept of in the second parak of Kedusha, ein shliach ledavar veira. So ein shliach ledavar veira means that, I can't do the avera and then say, oh, I'm not going to get punished. I can't shoot somebody and say, I'm just a shliach. Really, you got the mishalech is going to get punished. So ein shliach ledavar veira. But there's discussion in those cases as well when there's a hana through eating or through bia as well. So that's a different approach. The Ramban has a different understanding. We've been explaining, according to the other Rishonim, that really the miyat was on the katan himself. The katan's not going to be held chayev. The Ramban learns, no. I think the Ran has this also, that it's the woman. She's not going to get punished for having a maisa, where that's the prat lakatan. The prat's going on her. Also, there's a tosis on the bottom. Tosis talks about, what does this mean, that the ashes ish? It's the tosis in the bottom of Nunbeis. Hainu goy, the kamash v'lan, the ain ishus l'goy, ishus l'goyim. Okay, so they're not halachically married. The afal gad, the ain misa, v'az hora, isura mihal ika. It's certainly also to have a maisa with her, but there's no ishus per se. Some explain that you see from this that there is, by the non-Jews, one of their sheva mitzvos is gili arayis. So you see for them that there's a lifne iver, that you can't do a lifne iver because it's also on her to have a relationship with the Jewish man. Okay, then the Gemara continues and says, mos yumos, right? he's certainly going to die a double expression, bechenek. Atamer bechenek, or ene el ba'achas mikol misos hamuros betorah. How do you know that there's chenek? You know, maybe there's not even a concept of chenek. Amar de kol makom shnemar misa betorah stam, ene ta rishoy lemoishcho lehachmir aleha, el lehakil aleha, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, he's learning that if you just have the mentioned stam, there's no explicit, you know, mentioning as to how the misa is, so we have to choose the most, you know, less painful way. So that would be chenek. Rabbi Yonas Anoimer, lo mipnei shehikala. No, he argues. That's not pshat that remember there was a machlokas from Shimon and the Tanakama as to what is the order. But Rabbi Yonasan says, no, it's not that because chenek is the most called. Ela kol misa hamur b'tor stam ina ela chenek. No, the default value is chenek. But really, according to this, it could be that herig is the more lenient, is the kal. Rabbi Yonimer, nemar misa b'dei shemayim v'nemar misa b'dei odom. Rabbi Yehuda Nossi says, like, again, working with Rabbi Yonasan, that you have a comparison between the two. Ma misa hamur b'yidei shemayim, misa she'ein bo roshim, af misa hamur b'yidei adam, misa she'ein bo roshim. So you have to have something that doesn't make a external mark. A roshim is like a reshima, means a residue or something that a reminder of what was once there. So that's what happens. The person's killed b'yidei shemayim. So to hear the hekesh is to b'yidei adam. So it has to be the same way. And then you come out that would be chenek. Aye, the aim is sreifa. One second, maybe it should be sreifa because it also doesn't leave any marks. May the Amar Rachmana bas koin be sreifa. No, because since the Torah actually went out of its way to specify the unique punishment, the bas koin gets the sreifa. Mechlala teaches me that implies the ha lav bas sreifa he, that anybody else is not. So now, if you can't give sreifa and you have to give something that doesn't make a mark, that leaves us with chenek. Okay, now on to Amud Aleph. Bishleim Rabbi Yonasan, fine, I am at peace, I am bishalom, I understand the shita of Rabbi Yonasan. Kidakam Farish Rabbi Taima. Because Rabbi explained, he gave a good reason for that. Ella, but Rabbi Yoshia, Mimai Deika Chenek Ba'olam, Emesayef. How do you know you don't have this mentioned at all in the Torah Indian of Chenek? Maybe it should really be Saif. So Amarav, Arba Misos Gemar Gemir Lehu. We have a tradition that there are four, and we point out in one of the previous shirim, Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Ramban. I think it's Shorash Yudalid. The Rambam quotes all four different misos as four separate mitzvos, and the Ramban counts it only as one. So the Gemara asks now, my lo mipnei shehikala, what did Rabbi Yonasan mean when he said that it's not because that chenek is really the most kal type, right? What's really the machloikis that's dividing Rabbi Yonasan and Yoshia? Kimlifgi the plug to Rabbi Shimon Rabbonon. So that machloikis amongst them is the same thing. What comes out, Rabbi Yonasan doesn't hold that chenek is the most severe, right? He holds like Rabbi Shimon. So Amul Rabbiye Zeir LaAbaye. See, Rabbi Zeir said to Abaye, "Sha'ar niskal in the lao ksibahu skila, degamri mi moav yedoni." Right. The other ones that we don't know for skila, it's not explicitly written out in the pasuk. So b'mai gamri, how do you know that? How do you know that they get skila? You know it from b'mos yumsu gamri. They learn it out from the pasuk of they'll certainly, like a double expression, they'll certainly put to death. Oh, b'dimehim b'am gomri. Maybe it could be from a different one. Is it from the pasuk of b'dimehim b'am? So, you know, ov and yidoni, it's interesting, you know, they translate like necromancers and sorcerers. So is there really a koach to that? Certainly not allowed to. But what's the root behind the prohibition of ov yidoni? So that's also machlokes. The Rambam, who has a very, in general, a very rational approach, right? So he learns that it's foolish. You're not allowed to be a fool and to do these practices that have no mamashos, there's no substance to them, so you're acting like a fool, and therefore it's also the fault of Yidoni. The Ramban has a different approach. He learns that no, the reason why it's prohibited is dafka because there is a koach to it, because there's something to it, there is a power to black magic, whatever you want to call it. Therefore, that's why there's a Torah prohibition against using these things. If there was no prohibition, there wouldn't be a nisr in it. But again, we're discussing now, how do you know that from? The two options are either it's mos yumsu, or maybe it's from d'mehim ban. So Amalei, Abaye says back to Rabbi Zeira, B'demehem, B'demehem, D'mehem Baam Gamri. Really, it's learned out from D'mehem Baam. Even Mos Yumsu Gamri, if you'd be learning out from the Pasuk of Mos Yumsu, D'mehem Lamali, so then what would I need that Pasuk written for? Elamai, so what do you say? With D'mehem Gamri, so I'll go back. If you're going to learn from D'mehem, so then Mos Yumsu Lamali. So what do I need the other Pasuk of Mos Yumsu? Either way. L'chnitani, the more explains, I'll tell you why I need it. Mos Yumas Amake Rotzeachu. The Pasuk is talking about a Rotzeach, the person who killed. Se'ein li el b'misa k'suva bo. All I would know is that I could kill him the way that the Torah says, right? By cutting off his head. So minayin, from where do I know? She'im iyata yochla hamiso b'misa ha'ksuva b'bo. If I can't give the actual misa that's written in the Torah, she'atam yimisa b'chol misa she'ata yochla hamiso. You're allowed to kill him with any type of death penalty you give to him. So Tam aloma, that's why the posel comes to tell me, mos yuma samakeh, that he's certainly going to die, right? The double expression teaching he's put, mikol malkum, in any case, he's going to do it, which means you can kill him any way you have to, even if you can't give out the actual sayif. So Rav Zeira and Abaye were early Amoraim, but Rav Acha, Midifti, and Ravina were later Amoraim, and they had the same discussion, and they're talking about the same topic. Ibamos Yumsu Gomri, if you're going to learn out really the drasha is, right, that you kill the Ovi Adomi from Mos Yumsu, my Kakashile. So what was difficult according to Rav Zeira? And Reb Zeira's problem that he didn't want to learn it from that pasuk of Mos Yumsu. So why not? So Elaim, if you're going to tell me that what was bothering Reb Zeira was Ashes Ish, the case of a woman who, again, a married woman who has adultery, Kakashli, that was what the problem, that's what's bothering Reb Zeira. So Lemeise Lemigmar Mos Yumus Meov Viadoni. So maybe you could just learn it out from Oven Yedoni, that just like they're going to get Skila. So Malahal and Skila, they get Skila, so Afkam is Skila. So then also, she would also get the Skila, so then there wouldn't be a problem. So be the Amar Achmana Arusa B'Skila. So Ach, if the fee explains, no. Since they said by the Arusa she gets Skila, that it's specific to that case, the Arusa gets the Skila. Mechlal would imply to Nesua La B'Skila. So the Nesua would not get the Skila, so she gets something less severe, right? So therefore, you can't learn out from Ovi Yedoni what the punishment would be for an Ashes Ish, and that she should get Skila. So Ve'ela, Make Ovi Ve'imo Kakashile. So really, you would think that what was difficult to counter Zera was the prohibition of Make Ovi Ve'imo, person who hits, strikes their mother or the father, right? Le'meis le'migmar me Ovi Yedoni. So why don't you learn out that from it, right? Ademor mo Ovi Yedoni, ligmar me Ashes Ish. So I'll show why it's not a problem. The whole purpose of writing this out, you can't take it to be more machmir. All you can do is take out a kula from it. So you know, if you can learn that like a more kal type of execution was what Shinur is, in the case by the Ashes Ish, in the case of Maki Ova V'imo, so you can see clearly it's not going to be skila. So why was Rabbi Zeira bothered by the possibility that maybe you're going to learn out from any other case we most yumas? So Amalei, so Ravina says, Sha'ar niskalin gufayu kakashile. No, really what was with all the other cases of skila, when those are given, that's what was the problem that was bothering Rabbi Zeira. De'ib most yumas, Gomri, because if you're going to learn out from most yumas, ad de gomri ovi yedoini, ligmor me'eshes ish. You know, why you can learn it out from the Ashes Ish. It said so. Therefore, he explained that no, that really that's what it means when the pasuk is the demehem bomb, that their dam is on them. That's the source for learning out that they're going to get skila. Okay, next mishnah, the elahin and niskalin. And now we get a whole list of who, what averas are punished by skila. Habal ha'ein, the person has tashrus with his mother. Val Ashes Ha'av, or his father's wife, even if she's not his mother, Vial Hakala, with his daughter-in-law, Vial Zocher, homosexuality, Vial Ha'behema, bestiality, Va'isha Ha'mevia as a behema, a woman who brings an animal upon her to have Znus, Ha'megadev, a person who curses, Ha'ovid Avodah Zorah, person worships idols, v'hanoisein mizar l'molech, one who gives over their kids to molech. So you actually see from the fact that the Mishnah counted these as two separate, that molech is not avodah zarah. Interesting. Ubal ovi yidoni, as we just said, right? These types of necromancers, sorcerers, mechalas a Shabbos, a person who defiles Shabbos, mechal de lovi v'ima, a person who curses his mother and father, v'bal nara marasa. So there is a Meshech Chachma who has a beautiful vort as to why this is placed differently. Maybe if we have time, we'll come back to it. So these people who incite people to worship Avodah Zarah, the person who does sorcery, and the Ben Sor Umor. So the Rabbanan hold that if a person would have Znus with his mother, who's also his father's wife, so he has to bring two chatas. If he did it, b'shogig, mistaken, didn't know who it was. Rabbi Huda argues and says, "Einu chayav l'mishum ha'ein bilvad." No, he only violated one. He was with his mother. That's the only avera. And in that case, if it was a b'shogig, he would only bring one chatas and not two, like the rabbanon say. So habol eishes av chayav mishum eishes av mishum eishes ish. So a person who, again, talking about the Bishogig, had tashas with his father's wife, right? So he has to bring two chatas. Two what? One of them because it's an Eishes Av, and one because it's an Eishes Ish. Bein b'chai aviv, bein b'le'acher, mises aviv, whether the father was alive, or whether after the father was no longer alive. Bein min ha'erisin, and bein min ha'suin, both whether they only had the first stage of Erisim with the father, or whether they even had the final stage of Nisun and Kiddushin with him. If a person had Znus, again, we're talking about Shogig, with his daughter-in-law, so he has two over there, one because it's Kal, one she's also Eishes Ish. Bein b'chaye b'no, bein l'achar mises b'no. Even whether the son is alive, or after the son is no longer alive. Bein min Erisim, bein min Asuyin. Whether the son and daughter-in-law only had the Erisin stage, or they also had the Nisuin as well. So what would be the Chiddush over here that says that it's Bain? One second. Maybe Chai Bain B'Lachar Mises B'No. After the son died, so then what? He couldn't marry her? So the Chiddush is, the way the Rambam is, even if she went ahead and then remarried somebody else, she's still considered to be his daughter-in-law, even though the son is no longer alive. That's the way the Ron learns out the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo haisa imo ru'uyil aviv, ein chayv el mishum ha'ein bilvad. So Rabbi Yehuda says a statement, if the mother wasn't ro'i, she wasn't suitable for the father, meaning that there really was an isser for them to get married, so then in that case, he's only chayev on ha'im, for having a taj with his mother. But there is no prohibition, there would be no isser per se, of Eishes Aviv. So my ein ru'ilo, so now the Gemara wants to figure out, what exactly does it mean? What does the Braisa mean when it says, Rabbi Yehuda, that she's not roilo. So ilema, if you're going to tell me chayv krisus v'chayv mises based in that the father, the parents, they were an iser karis, or there was an iser mises based in by that type of relationship. Mechlal the rabbanon savri, that would imply the rabbanon who don't hold this way. Afagad the ain roilo, even though she's not able to get married, right? Halais le kedushin. But God, the kedusha is not toyfis in that case, right? You have to have an ability for them to get married. Ella chayvi lavin. So it can't be there was chayvi krisus. Can't be chayvi mises basin. It's a lav. So the case Rabbi Yehuda was talking about where there was a lav, but there's no karis, right? And then now Rabbi Yehuda saw a law Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying over, he's working within the same opinion as Rabbi Akiva to omer ein kedushin toyfisin bechayvi lavin. That Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no kiddushin with if there is a lav, right? Now the Rabbanan, they argue on that because according to them there is kiddushin on the even though there is a lav, right? It's prohibited, you can't do it. But in that case, according to the Rabbanan, therefore the mother is considered to be Eishes Aviv, right? Is his father's wife, and therefore the son would in fact be chayev for two as well. So Masav Rav Oshia asks the kasha: Iser mitzvah, the iser kiddusha. when you have a it's based on Yevamos. If you have a iser because of, we'll call it, of mitzvah or iser of kiddushin, to these women you're not allowed to marry. In those cases, chotzos v'lomis yabmos. So we do chalitza to potter her, but we do not do the actual yib when he doesn't have a man. So now, in Amud Beis, what's this? It's iser mitzvah shnios medivrei seifrim. So the iser mitzvah, these are the additional relatives. The shnios is it's over there in Yevamos. The additional ones that really on a deraisa level, you would in fact be allowed to marry certain people. But then the Rabbonin came along and said you can't marry them. So those are rabbinic restrictions. That was called mitzvah, right? V'amai kori le iser mitzvah. Then why do you call it a mitzvah? She mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. Because we know that there is a mitzvah to listen to the words of the chachamim. Where in fact is that coming from? So, lo sosur. The Torah says lo sosur, right? In Parsha Shoftim, right? On this, there's the Rambam writes that every time a person would violate a iser derabbanan, not only do they violate the derabbanan, but they also violate the Torah prohibition of lo sosur, right? You get like a double whammy. You violated whatever the let's say would be a derabbanan, like for example in this case the shnius l'rayis. So in that case you'd get two. You'd also be over lo sosur. So the Ramban has the famous kash. The Ramban says, 1 second, how could that be? How could you tell me that every time you're violating derabbanan, and it's also deraisa? If that was true, says the Ramban, you could never have the famous concept sofik derabbanan lekula, because sofik derabbanan lekula, you always have a built-in deraisa with it. You never have a derabbanan really standing by itself. So therefore, it can't be. That's the Ramban's kasha on the Ramban. So there's a lot of different tirutzim. The Or Sameach has the Meshech Chochma in the Sefer on Chumash. He has a tirutz that he wants to say. No, when it's begetter sofek, it doesn't really apply in that case. Let me just read a little bit for a minute. The beginning of this in the Meshech Chochma al Torah. So Ra'is Levar Bezeh Das Haramba Meshor Shav Da Al Kol Dov Medivrei Chachamim Hu Oiver Belosas Lo Sosor. Right, that's the Rambam Shita. We just said over that there's Lo Sosors included. Ramban Herik Ba'Oitzim Pilpulo L'Chos Zeh Mirayas Rabos Atzumu Mispar. He has a lot of Rayas. So the klal is the im kain high roy lahachmir besveik. You have to be machmir on sofik if he is right. Ubitol derabbanan v'nei deraisa. For us the derabbanan mevatol deraisa b'taroves. The herich lemaoid menyonim elu v'chidish behem shita acheres. Okay, so you go, the Ramban has a different way of doing this. Says the Meshech Chochma, Remer Simcha, v'anochi offer v'efer tachas raglav. I'm a nobody compared to them. Omer ki l'shikol daiti ha'emes kedivrei haRambam. He thinks that the Rambam is really right. And again, because he wants to say that in a case where there was a suffix, that's not what the Torah was prohibiting. The Torah was prohibiting when there's the vaday derabbanan present. Okay, now we'll continue with the daf. Iser kedusha. Then we're just discussing why it's called a mitzvah, because the mitzvah to listen to what the chachamim tell us. But iser kedusha, so that's an alman l'koin gadol, grusha chlutz l'koin hedyot. These are the type of, because it's Kedusha, there's a higher level Kedusha to the Kohanim, so they have additional restrictions. That's the Yisod that Rav Schechter points out many times, that by definition, Kedusha creates restrictions. For example, just like you have, well, here we're doing the Kohanim, there's Kedusha within a person's neshama. Those who have a higher level of Kedusha, Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, they have more restrictions. Within a place, you have restrictions generated as a result of their Kedusha. You have a shul, base medrash, base kinesis. There are additional restrictions and things you can't do in a shul and a base kinesis because of the Kedusha that's there. So you have within a person, you have within a place, you also have within time. Within time, we have days of Kedusha. We have Shabbos. There's restrictions. You have Yom Tov. There's restrictions. You have Chol HaMoed. There's restrictions. Chol HaMoed is much more moed than it is chol. There are plenty of restrictions that apply as well to Chol HaMoed. But again, all these restrictions emerge, Rav Schechter was pointing out, as a result of the Kedusha that's there, both in person, in place, and in time. That's the Bechina of Oshon, of Olam Shon, of Nefesh. Okay. V'amai kari le'isr kedusha dechsiv kedoshim yu l'Eloheichem. You have to be, the Kohen have to be holy to Hashem. Tanya Allah, Rabbi Yehuda machlif. In this, the Braisa says Rabbi Yehuda switches them. In other words, he holds that chalutza, that's the mitzvah one, and then the prohibition of marrying yushnios, those are, that's the kedusha. Chalufehu demachlif, he switches them, but he doesn't really argue. Ha chalitza bai, you still have to do chalitza. There's a Rambam. Let me get the Rambam is in Perek Vav, Hilchos Yibum veChalitza Perek Vav Halacha Yud. So the Rambam brings down Haise Hayavama Asura Al Yavam, right? So they're not allowed. There's an Issa there. So Issa Lav or Issa Asay Osha Haise Shnia Hareze Choletes Velo Misyavemes. So we do a Chalitza and we don't do the Yibum. So the Rambam explains why not. Normally we say that the Asay is Doicha Delos Asay. So the Mitzvah's Asay, should we do them? We should do the Yibum. So the Rambam points out, based on the Gemara, that we're concerned that if we're going to be mata him to have a bir rishona, he might not stop there and continue. And once the first bir rishona is over with, there's no more, it's not b'makom mitzvah anymore. And he's not going to stop. So therefore, that's why we tell them to do the chalitza and not to do the yibum. Back in the Gemara, Yisalka daitach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, Savalei. As we said, that really Rabbi Yehuda held like Rabbi Akiva, so that's going to be a problem now. Right, michti chayvi lavin, Rabbi Akiva ki chayvi krisus tami. So one second, Rabbi Akiva holds that the when you're going to get karis, that's the same thing as a lav. The chayvi krisus lav bar chalitza yibun inu. You don't do chalitza or yibun in these cases, right? It doesn't apply to that type of thing, so, right? So the Gemara is going to explain. No, Rabbi Yehuda he holds like Rabbi Akiva, but we're still going to save him. Le devar of the Tanakama ka'amar. What he was talking about was within the Tanakhama. He was explaining that Shita, Veleis Lasmirle, but he himself doesn't hold like the Tanakhama. But he was just giving it over, so therefore, this whole fact that he holds like Rabbi Akiva still does not hold a problem to him. Ki os Rabbi Yitzchak Tani, he does none. So when Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said over the Braisa, as it, like they learned, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Einechayv El Mishum Ha'im Bilvad. That again, in case where he had relations with this woman who is his mother and his father's wife, so he only has to bring one because of ha'im. V'taim amai, so what's the reason? Amar abaye, da amar krua, imcha hi. Because the pasuk says, your mother, she's your mother. Mishum imo ata mechaivo, v'iata mechaivo mishum eishes av. It's like a mit, that it's only because of her being a thing. That he is like, is the mit itself. El Miata one second, if that's true, Ervas Aishas Avicha Lo Sagala Ervas Avichahi, right? So in that pasuk, Mishum Aishas Av Ata Mechaiva, Vieta Mechaiva Mishum Imu, right? So okay, so you shouldn't because he's your father's wife, but what about the fact that it's his mother, right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Ella, you have to say like this, Imo Shehi Aishas Aviv Koi Hacha Umamayit Lo. So we have it written and we have a miyat. What does that mean? We have one stands and the other is knocked off. The fact is Aishas stands, excuse me, and the fact that the mother is knocked off, and the other one where the mother is, and then Aishas Aviv is knocked off. Hash to Imush and Aishas Aviv Mechayev, in a case where he's his mother but not his father's wife, Aishas Aviv Sheena Imo, or a case where she is Aishas Aviv, she's the father's wife, but it's not his mother, so Mechayiv. In each one of those separate cases, you would be Chayiv. So Imo Shehi Aishas Aviv, Lo Mechayiv Klal? So when you have both factors, that you're not going to be Chayiv for that? That's ridiculous. In other words, if you have one factor present, not the other, and you are Chayiv, so certainly when you have both, right? Vesu, another kash, the Rabbanan, Nami Yechsiv, Imchahi, the Rabbanan also, who argue under Yehuda, and holds that you do bring two, it also says Imchahi. So what are you going to say? Ella, Hahumi Baile, Chirav Sheisha, Berei, the Rav Idi. That's going to be on Daf Nun Dalad. We'll get to it. What the drasha is? Rabbi Yehuda Nami Hahumi Boy Lechad Rav Sheisha Berei Derav Idi. Okay, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. Ela Amar Rav Acha Berei Derav Ika Amar Kral. The pasuk says Erva Sa, her nakedness. Mishum Erva Achas at mechayvo because of one case of erva. V'yata mechayvo mishum shtei ervos, but there's not two. So el me'ato, if that's true, if that's what you learn from the pshat and the pasuk, ervas koloscha lo segala eishes bincha hi v'lo segala ervosa. So hachinam, you have to say the same thing, right? Mishum ervas achas at mechayvo v'yata mechayvo mishum shtei ervos. That you only there's one shame and not two. Atanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Habal Koloso, Chayavale, Mishum Koloso, Mishum Eish is Eish. Right? So you have two. You bring two Chatas. Again, if it's done Bishogi, you bring two. Bein Bechayav Beno, Bein Lachar Misas Beno. Whether the son is alive, whether the son's not, they're still on the daughter-in-law. Lo Pligi Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda doesn't argue on that. Right? So what are you going to say? Ela Kevan Dechad Gufahi. No, since the daughter-in-law is really Chad Gufah, it's one body. Afagav the trei isurin yinu, but there's really two isurim on her, right? This touches along the whole sort of how it works out with ein isur chal isur kasiv ervasa. So the pasuk says ervasa singular. So hachanami, so too by the eishes aviv, kevan dechad gufahi, who it's right, it's one. Afagav the trei isurin yinu kasiv ervasa. Even though really are two, nevertheless it's still written in the lashon singular ervasa. Ella, Omer Rava. So Rava says like this. I'll give you a new pshat for how to learn up Rabbi Yehuda. Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Ervas Avicha, Zu Eishes Avicha. When it says Ervas Avicha, that's referring to the father's wife. Umaisi lo b'gzei Roshava. And he learns it out from the Gzei Roshava. Umashma bein Eishes Aviv, Shehi Imo, bein Eishes Aviv, Sheena Imo. And the Torah says it's forbidden whether she's your father's wife who is your mother, or your father's wife who's not your mother. Imo she'ena eishes aviv minayin. So how do I know Imo, my mother, a person's mother, who's not the wife of his father? How do you know that? Tama lomar, the pasuk says, ervas imcha lo segale, that you shouldn't reveal the nakedness of your mother, right? And then it says imcha hi, so your mother. So then you learn out that it's also a case where she is Eishes Aviv. Mishum imo ata mechayvo, v'yata mechayvo mishum Eishes Aviv. So you're chayvo from the fact it's a mother, but you're not going to be chayvo because she was also, in fact, the father's wife. Okay, and that takes us right up to Nun Dalad, so we'll stop here.